In this bulletin, the New South Wales government to set up a mass COVID-19 vaccination hub at Homebush. Prime Minister Scott Morrison denies he criticised the European Union over vaccine supply. And in sport, the Australian women's football team prepares for its first international match in 12 months. With the latest from the SBS newsroom, good afternoon, I'm Peggy Giacomelos. New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian says her government is setting up a mass COVID-19 vaccination hub at Homebush in Sydney's west. Ms Berejiklian says in addition to 100 others being established to ensure people get access to the vaccine wherever they live in the state, she says the purpose of the new sites is to support GP clinics and the federal government with the rollout.
Even after we've done the 300,000 we were asked to do, we'll continue to have 100 sites up and running across the state, in addition to a mass vaccination hub at Homebush. We anticipate that post the 300,000 that we're responsible for, we'll be able to do around 60,000 vaccinations a week. Half of those will be done at Homebush, and the other half will be done across the other 100 sites across the state.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison has denied he criticised the European Union over COVID-19 vaccine supply. Mr Morrison yesterday claimed, while defending his government's slow rollout of the vaccine, that 3.1 million doses of the AstraZeneca jab had been blocked from importation. The EU responded overnight, saying the only shipment of AstraZeneca vaccines that's been denied to Australia is the one containing 250,000 doses from Italy in March, which was highly publicised at the time. Mr Morrison says he's pleased the EU has indicated it's not seeking to restrict the delivery of the outstanding doses to Australia.
Any suggestion that I in any way made any criticism of the European Union yesterday would be completely incorrect. I simply stated a fact that 3.1 million of the contracted vaccines that we had been relying upon in early January, when we'd set out a series of targets, did not turn up in Australia. That is just a simple fact.
In other news, China's ambassador to Australia has refuted reports about the mistreatment of Muslim Uyghurs in China's western Xinjiang province in a rare news conference in Canberra. The ambassador was joined via video link by a panel of officials from the Autonomous Territory who broadcast a six-minute video titled "Xinjiang is a Wonderful Land." Ambassador Jing Ye said media reports had misconstrued the reality of life in Xinjiang.
And those reports are basically based on disinformation or misinformation. Today's press conference is to help you, I mean the Australian journalists, to have a better understanding of the actual situation in Xinjiang.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison this morning said Australia wants a positive relationship with China, but would not compromise on its national values or character. Relations with China have been increasingly strained, with senior ministers receiving no contact from their Chinese counterparts for several months despite repeated requests. The New South Wales government will halve the cost of quarantine for farm workers from overseas as Australian agriculture struggles with a labour shortage caused by the COVID-19 pandemic. Seasonal workers entering the state before June the 30th will be eligible for the subsidy, making it cheaper for producers to hire much-needed farm workers. New South Wales Treasurer Dominic Perrottet says the measure will be an important boost for the sector.
Over the course of this period of time, we've seen around a reduction in 80% of the labour force in agricultural and primary production. So this support today will ensure that in the past around $40 million of produce has been lost, that that doesn't occur in the future.
Meanwhile, workers from the Pacific Islands have been arriving in Victoria after quarantining in Tasmania under a deal which will welcome 1,500 workers to the state. To sport, and the Australian women's football team is in a camp preparing for its first international match in 12 months. It's been a year since star striker Sam Kerr helped the team qualify for the Tokyo 2020 Olympic Games. Since she was last in the green and gold, Kerr has been in stellar club form for Chelsea, recently scoring in both legs of the Champions League quarterfinals and currently joint top goal scorer in the English women's competition. Let's check out tomorrow's weather now. Partly cloudy, 20 27 in Perth. In Adelaide, cloud increasing 31. Partly cloudy for Melbourne, 28. A couple of showers about in Hobart, 24 degrees. In Canberra, cloud clearing in 25. A possible shower in Wollongong, 24. Much the same for Sydney, 26. Similar conditions in Newcastle. In Brisbane, a partly cloudy day, a top of 29. 32 for you in Cairns with a shower or two. And 33 for you in Darwin with a possible shower or storm. And don't forget, for more analysis as well as special features, check out our podcast, SBS News In Depth.